All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what up, H-Town? Another beautiful day in the big city. Sun is shining. Everybody's present and accounted for. Hopefully Nick is getting better instead of being under the weather. Hopefully he's on top of it because it's great outside. Hopefully he's feeling better. Tyler is in for him. Barry and I are present. So for the next 3 hours, strap in, lock in, do what you got to do, and we'll take you home till 4 o'clock.
You're damn right.
That's what we do.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey.
You good now?
What?
What do you got going? What's on your mind today?
I went by for my follow-up visit at the Mann Center. Shout out to Tristan and everybody over at Mann Centers.
Did you have another intern fondling your grapes?
Nope.
No?
It's so funny because he heard me talking about my first visit there. So as soon as he walks in, he goes, You warm enough? I know you said last time it was cold. I was like, touche. And then, nope, still cold. Like, I've been cold my whole life, apparently. It's just like that. Those good folks over there, man. So I went over there, got my blood work done again. Follow-up for the old testosterone and what was the other one? Estrogen. My estradiol. Yeah.
Did you get your tubes tied?
Not yet.
No?
Okay. Not yet. It's coming.
All right.
It's coming. But that's it. That's all. Like, I got 2 hours of sleep.
Why?
I started a new video game.
Oh, my God.
With these
video games,
no, not God of War. That didn't even look interesting to me.
Dude, apparently it's getting, like, rave reviews.
What's the one that Nick brought up that everybody's playing?
Lance Fortnite?
Fortnite. Putting on his shoes and everything, yeah.
There's Fortnite and PUBG. I think PUBG is...
I don't do either of those because I don't do the online stuff, but a buddy of mine, a guy, when I went to El Paso, the comedian that I featured for, the headliner, he's a huge gamer, and he's a gamer dork, like, to the nth degree. So he's always texting me, hey, what are you playing right now? You should check this out. You should play this. So we always talk video games. Uh-huh. He's like, dude, you need to get Far Cry 5. And I was like, do I have to have played 1 through 4? Because I haven't played them. I don't even know what that is. I couldn't point out what a Far Cry video game looks like. He goes, no, trust me. So I went and my wife had got a gift certificate to GameStop for our nephew for Christmas, but she got a one that said birthday for Christmas. So we were like, well, she was like, I don't want to give it to him now. It looks kind of stupid.
Oh, come on.
So I was like,
kid doesn't care.
So I was like, I'll take it. So it's just been laying around the house and I was finally like, you know what? I'm going to use this. So I got online and used it and, I went ahead and ordered Far Cry 5, and I've been playing baseball, MLB The Show 18, which we've been giving away on the station.
Yeah.
And if you win one, count your blessings, because it's a badass game. But I thought, let me bust out the old Far Cry 5 and see what it is. It's like Redneck Olympics, but it's badass. It's like you sit there, you bow hunt, you go fishing. Like, you have to, at one point, you just have to stop and go fishing. You're just sitting there fishing in a video game. I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of weird. But it's a cool game. It's already enthralling. So I said all that to say I started playing at about 5:15.
In the afternoon.
When I got home.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 3:30 in the morning.
You're an idiot.
No.
You are officially an idiot.
I went to bed at 3:30, and then at 3:50, my cat decides to start screaming at the top of his lungs for no reason.
What does that sound like? A cat's screaming at the top of its lungs.
Wow!
Oh my God.
Wow! It sounds like that in the middle of the night, and you're just like, what is going on? So I haven't even fallen asleep yet. And now I'm like, oh my God, he's going to wake Nora up. Now I'm like, shut up. So I have to go chase the cat around. It's not actually that, but it's close.
It's bad enough.
It sounds like a malfunctioning walkie-talkie. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, you're right. That's not... Oh, boy.
So he's screaming. So then I'm like, damn it. And I run it. I'm chasing him around the house. Now it's 4 in the morning, and I'm chasing a deaf cat around the house for screaming. I'm like, what has happened in my life? So then I go to bed, and my wife wakes me up at 6.
Why does she wake you up?
Because I want to see her in the mornings, because, you know, yeah. And then it makes me get up and show prep, and then a lot of times I just end up going back to bed.
My wife's not that courteous. She just wakes me up for the hell of it.
No. I tell her, because every night she's like, do you want me to wake you up in the morning? I'll let you sleep. And I'm like, no, wake me up. And she's super, dude, I'm so lucky. I won the wife lottery. She wakes me up with a cup of coffee in bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. And so... I get up, kiss her goodbye. She goes to work, and then I sit there and drink coffee for about 30 minutes, catching up on social media, and then start show prep or whatever, or go back to sleep. But I couldn't today because I had to go back to the man centers. But yeah, I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah, at least it wakes me up. For
it's hard shooting
nothing.
Rednecks, really.
Yeah, and with a dilemma that could wait. And I'm just like, okay, thanks. Yeah, that's something I'll get on right about at about 10:30 in the morning. Thanks.
And if I know you. Well enough by now, I know that you would never go in there at 9:30 at night just to get paybacks.
I won't with her.
See, I
no,
would.
Because you know what? She's one of those people that can't nap. So, like, she already goes to bed way later than she should and only goes on about 3-4 hours of sleep on average or less.
But let me tell you.
I can't do it. I can't wake her up because I try to get her to go to bed earlier because I'm like, if that's me, I'm a zombie the next day.
Here's what you do. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
So I would do this to Nora if she were like that, if she were to wake me up for no reason. What you do is, in the middle, like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, if you're still up, just all of a sudden you just get up and you just slam a door.
I won't do that.
And then
I'm
just
happy
be like,
she's sleeping.
Be like, my bad, baby. I didn't mean to do that. But no, you act like you didn't do it. Like you didn't mean to. Like, babe, I'm sorry. I ran into the wall. Just do something loud.
Drop like a glass
or
something.
Why would you do that?
I'm
you guys
so sorry,
realize
babe.
That when she's sleep deprived, I pay the price. Like
so?
Her favorite thing to say to me is at 8 o'clock at night, you do realize this is the equivalent of your 2:30 in the morning. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you should be in bed sleeping.
Well,
so
you know
I'm
what?
Paying
no,
the
no,
price because
no. no,
you're
no,
pissed
no.
off.
You wait, because what time does she get up?
Like 2?
Yeah. So she wakes you up. So you'd be like, yeah, I know it's my 2 in the morning, which is when you wake me up almost every morning. So payback. Yeah, it's time we put our foot down, Joel. We're not going for this anymore. You and me, we're putting our foot down with Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're going to report back. Let me know how it goes tonight. I just want you to walk. I like Tyler that did. Just drop a glass.
Like, not happening.
Baby slipped.
I mean, yeah.
Blame it on a dog. Be like, the
then
dog
you still
did
have
it.
To, yeah. Or
I
like,
tripped over the dog.
I tripped over the dog.
But then you just be like, all right, we'll go back to bed and then just walk out. That's payback, bro.
Not happening.
I'm telling you. If Nora were waking me up.
After 8 o'clock, I'm better off when she's sleeping. I believe me. That is a fact. I can handle Taylor at any time. Taylor likes to haul off and just smack her. And she just goes off. But like, she always thinks it's like a big deal if I take Taylor. She doesn't realize I don't take any crap from my daughter, and we get along just great. So I never have a problem taking her. I just want her to go to bed. Because at some point, the attitude gets me enough that I'm like, just go to sleep.
We're putting on our big boy pants, Joel. We're standing up to Lisa.
Mine are on.
Going forward. We're standing up to Lisa.
I do plenty of that. Yeah.
No, we're doing it. You're going to, or just step on a dog's tail.
No chance.
Just wake her up.
I love middle my night, dogs.
And be like, oh, I'm sorry.
No chance. Oh. I love my dogs.
Okay, but you have a favorite and one you'd like the least, right?
No. There's one I get ticked off because she eats all my shoes.
What about the one that peed on your jacket?
That's Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See? Step on his tail. Hey, Charlie, this is payback for you and Lisa, same time.
Not happening.
Oh, man.
No.
Can I spend the night?
No. Definitely not.
Over?
Remember when you wouldn't let Nick spend the night at your house?
I'll bring my PlayStation.
Oh, great.
You don't play at all, do you?
I don't have a gaming
If
system.
You did, what video games would you play? Would you play like shooter games? Would you play sports?
No, I'd play sports
you
games.
You play NBA 2K, right?
I'd play sports games.
Play Tiger Woods.
I would definitely play
he
golf.
Would. He
yeah.
would.
Yeah. Yeah, golf, baseball, basketball, football for sure. And maybe like old school video games.
Oh my God, you play Pac-Man?
I don't know, maybe.
Space Invaders? Frogger?
Are you talking like Super Mario?
Like all those. No. I used to play all those arcade games.
Centipede?
No.
Galaga?
No, okay, but those, I know that
Lisa,
those people...
Lisa, grab a paddle. Let's play some Pong.
No. You're a funny guy.
She wouldn't play with you.
Yeah. Huh? She might.
I tried to get Nora to play. She has no interest.
Yeah, Lisa doesn't have much interest in that either.
Nope.
About as much interest as she has in sports for the most part.
So. She's not a sports person? She doesn't like it?
College football a little bit because she's UCLA, so she'll watch the Bruins. But not real big basketball fan. She likes baseball. She loves the Dodgers. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's about it.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting rolling. If you know the number, then you should already be calling. But if not, we'll give it to you. The HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll get you more as we get back in segment number two in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey ho! Second segment of the big show.
Did you call me a hoe?
Well, it depends on the day.
Okay.
Not today yet.
I'll allow it.
Tyler, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects. Nick, as we said, under the weather, getting better. So hopefully everything goes well. Lots of stuff to get to in sports world, but you've got some tweets and things rolling.
Yeah, well, real quick, and I haven't even opened the text line yet. So if you've already texted, that's my bad. I'll try to catch up. But yo, Adrian said when a cat does that at night, when they just scream, rawr, like out of nowhere, it's because they see ghosts. And my wife and I actually used to think that our oldest cat, the one that's still alive, could actually see ghosts because when we lived in our apartment, when we first got him and we first started living together, he would play with nobody. But it was like you could tell, you know, when a cat, when somebody's messing with them or playing with them, there's a certain way that they play. Like if you have a string or something like that, he would do that by himself and then he would like be looking at something and he would kind of follow it through the wall. Like he would be sitting in between two rooms, like in a doorway, but he would look through the wall from one room to the next, like something was passing through the wall. It was creepy, super creepy. And we just knew like there's got to be something going on here that's not normal. Cause
that stuff, we've talked about this before, but that stuff we think happens with Taylor a lot. Like I was telling you in the break, she'll go into like the area between our living room and dining room and look into the corner and either say hi and then start talking. And sometimes she'll mention grandma, which could be my mom or Lisa's grandmother. And then starts just like having like full on kid conversation with somebody. Really? And we're like, what is she, who's she talking to? And Lisa's totally believes in it. And I'm like skeptical. But the more Lisa points it out, I'm like, man, I don't know. But
I'm a believer. Now, but I used to, and I don't know if you guys ever watched this show with John Edwards. What was it called? Crossing Over with John Edwards.
Okay.
A lot of people think he's full of crap. He's a medium, and a lot of people don't believe in that. And that's
like the,
fine.
Like the Long Island medium,
yes.
My wife loves that show.
With that bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Teresa Caputo.
There you go.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Yeah, she does. It's exactly right.
A lot of people don't believe in that, but we do, both of us do, and man, some of that stuff is just ironic and creepy, and you know, a lot of people, oh, well, you could just guess that. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that goes down in there where you're not guessing some of that stuff.
Yeah, I've told you some of the stuff at my old house that happened and went on that we were both football believers on that stuff, but yeah, it's crazy some of the things that, and then now Taylor recently too, Stu, she just runs out and starts going, sister. Me, sister. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute. We're not on kid number two yet. Where are you getting sister from?
Right?
Yeah. I was like, and by the way, brother. I want you to start practicing brother. That would
sister.
Help.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing. This is good. Not that this surprises you that I would have something weird to say. But I'm trying to, if you have kids in the car.
Here we go, earmuffs. Yeah. Early so, today.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and put those earmuffs on. But it's ever since I've watched those shows like Crossing Over with the medians with John Edwards or Therese Caputo or whatever, I've been a firm believer that, you know, your loved ones, after they pass away, are still with you. They're still watching you.
Okay.
So I believe that. But then the comedic side of me starts to think they're always watching you. So like when you're masturbating, grandma's up there like, oh, again? Like you're going to pull it off. Come on. Like if I knew this, I would, oh, God, I would have got you some jammies with a zipper or something. This is ridiculous.
I'm kind of with you. Like, they're watching us all the time. I'm like, I don't need you to know when we're doing what we do and all that stuff. I don't want all that.
Like, I don't, there seems to be like if, it would be great if they couldn't see through a blanket.
Or like,
and then you're like, well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, you don't feel like masturbating under the bedspread, but you like you don't want Grammy to see it, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
They're up there watching. Comforter's gonna block them.
That's what I'm saying. But that would be great if it was, because then you could be like, all right, well, at least Nanny doesn't have to watch me do this.
A lead blanket.
Or they're up there watching on the greatest big screen TV, and all of a sudden you just get beep. This we're going offline for a little bit.
Watching porn, your grandmother's just like, God. You are disgusting. Yeah,
I don't think the good Lord wants you watching porn in heaven. So, I mean, just, you know, let it go off, offline for a while.
But ever since I saw those shows, that's been a thought in my head are they watching this? Is my aunt? Because she was, like, just real religious. I bet she's just like, oh, I knew you were a sinner. Like, I just, I don't, that freaks me out.
You're such a weirdo.
What?
Well, see, three of us now have discovered that.
You thought that way too.
I knew you've always been weird.
Oh, that yeah. Well, of course.
I've known that too, but I'm just saying. I'm just reaffirming.
But
that
now you know what, Tyler. The next time you masturbate, you're gonna be like, "Sorry, Grandma."
I used to always do that to all my friends.
I have to wait a couple weeks so that way I kind of forget about this.
You're gonna hope she's like Superman and can't see through lead. Like, I got some lead jammies. You're in one of those old timey, one of those suits that they went underwater with, the scuba suits, the old timey metal ones.
Yeah,
I mean, masturbating one of those with the helmet, just because that makes it kinky. Oh God, I almost said the J word. The J off. Almost said that.
I used to do that to all my friends though. Like I'd meet my
masturbate them.
No, my best friend and his sister, and I'd meet their parents for the first time, and then obviously I'd wait for the parents to leave the room, and I'd go. They're great people, man. And they seem like they're really happy and in love. They're like, yeah, there. I go, you know, they knock it out all the time. And they're like, ah! I'm like, no, really.
Come on, man.
They just get all grossed out. And I just keep talking about it. And stop talking about that. I'm like, well, you're going to walk in the wrong room one day and you're going to know.
That's what you do to people. You want to mess with them. Like, you ever realize that your grandma actually had sex? You ever stop and think about that? People just freak out like, no, bro, I don't want to think about that.
Not in
she was banging. Yeah.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Some people's got some freaky grandmas.
Oh, yeah. There's granny porn. There's like 70-year-old women that do porn.
Have you seen the weird, it's like, it was on one of those My Strange Addiction shows, but it was basically a guy who was addicted to dating like grandmas.
What?
Really? He was like 23 or 24, and he was dating an 85-year-old woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good. Who would want to?
Were they rich?
No, I think they were not rich.
Listen, even when I'm 85, I don't want to see 85-year-old boobs.
I was going to say, how is that getting you fired up?
No, I'd be like, Nora, put a sweater on. We can do it, but you got to have on a sweater or something.
You want to get that?
Oh, he's firing up early. He must have somewhere to be today.
Either that or he did Raheel and Dell and got out of bed early. No?
We didn't get a OU Mike call today.
OU Mike's on the phone. He wants to talk psychics.
Okay, go.
OU Mike, what's up, man?
Man, sometimes when I'm intimate with my wife, and I mean, we have the lights are all off, no stereo, no nothing. And I keep hearing this. It sounds like my Uncle Quamel. He's already passed. But I keep hearing something say, bust it wide open, then you tell her, bring it back. Bust it wide. And I'm like, I ask her, are you hearing this? And she's like, hearing what? I don't hear it.
First of all, I'm going to go percent 1 billion that OU Mike doesn't have an Uncle Quanell. Let's just get that out of the way. Right, Uncle Jeb? Maybe. Uncle Jeb. But I'm just so proud of OU Mike. You know, he wants to act like he's not cool and not hip, and I labeled him as a racist early on because he was absolutely racist on the text line. But he's redeemed himself, and we come to find out he's a rapper.
Yeah.
He's a hip-hop enthusiast.
Yep.
So,
And he has a wife.
And he has
a wife.
When they get intimate, When they get intimate. Yeah, there was no T in the beginning.
No, intimate.
Oh, and his Uncle Cornell. Cool story, bro. You don't have an Uncle Cornell. Everything else, I was with you, though.
Raheel and Dell called out the guy he was beefing with, right, today? I heard you guys.
Yeah, Eric Wong.
Yeah.
Yeah. He called to your show yesterday under an assumed name, but...
Not the assumed name that they gave him hell for today?
Yeah, it was a different name yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, don't mess with all you Mike now.
No.
He's a friend of the show.
He is, officially.
You remember that time?
He's the official rap MC of the Usual Suspects.
He called into Game Day one time. It was after...
Oh, you might?
It was after, like, Iowa beat Oklahoma, and he was IU Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he did that to our show, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he awesome. Certainly did.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. 1.5 hour in the books, but still plenty more of the show to go. So leave it right where it is, and if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, give us a call, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text. Hey, you know what? You can even tweet us, and we'll probably respond. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been talking about them for a long time now, and for good reason, because they are local here in Houston, Texas, and what you donate goes right to kids trying to get an education in the Houston area. It's a great program. Maybe the hurricane got you, and you lost a vehicle in the process. Maybe you just got a junker or a clunker laying around, and it's not even working anymore, and you don't want to pay money to have it towed away. It's all taken care of by the good people at the Texas Can Academies. All you got to do is call 713-225-4226. Or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a nice tax deduction. And then you mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card just to start the day off right. And that's where the process really begins, because your donations are turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. The things that they don't have are distractions. When they have them, they can focus on the books. So that's things like book money, warm meals, eyeglasses, bus fare. All of your donations turn into the things that take care of those distractions, make them resources, and allow the kids to focus on their studies. It's a fantastic program. Again, if you can help, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Then I tell her, bring it back, bust it wide open. Then I tell her, bring it back, bust it wide open. Bust it wide open, bust it wide open. Then I tell her, bring it back, bust it.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, a half hour into the three-hour extravaganza. I don't know what you're playing, Tyler, but it sounded kind of like a...
Barry knows.
Dr. Pepper commercial.
I feel like Barry knows.
No, he doesn't.
I actually don't know this beat.
That's Outkast.
Not a big Outkast fan.
Me either.
All right. Well, never mind.
I was lukewarm on the Outkast. I thought me and you, yo mama and your cousin too. I was good with that. But then when they started doing like Bombs Over Baghdad and really speeding it up, I was out on Outkast.
What about Sorry, Miss Jackson?
I mean, sorry. I don't like the fact that the snare has that weird echo reverb thing, and it gets off beat. That drives my OCD insane.
Okay. The more you know.
Listen to Saint Anger by Metallica, then.
Is it off beat?
Was that on your way back Wednesday?
Yeah. No.
You know one of the worst?
That came out in 2001.
Oh, you got to, yeah, you would have gotten DQ'd there.
Well, yeah. One of the worst is Chuck D, and By the Time I Get to Arizona. Listen to that song. The whole first verse, not on beat the entire time. It's like, really, you're Chuck D from Public Enemy. You can't be on beat for one verse? It's horrible. Drives me nuts. This is my biggest pet peeve in rap music. It's Chuck D's first verse, and By the Time I Get to Arizona. Hate it.
John Parker tweeting us, I'm on my way to a job interview. Wish me luck. It could cut my drive in half every day. Good luck, John. Knock it out of the park, brother.
No, bad luck. I hope you don't get it.
Why?
Because if his drive's longer, he listens longer, Joel. This is all about us. I don't care about John Parker's future. I don't care about his well-being. Well, I don't care if he pays bills. I just want him listening as long as possible.
Now you know which one of us you like.
All right.
it's like that now. That's exactly. I'm doing it for us, Joel. Us.
Just saying, all man. Right. Just saying. All right, so we got lots of news of the day. We got Rockets. We got Astros. But right off the top, we've got more interesting screw job kind of things coming out of the Texans camp.
Yeah, man. Texans cutting Derek Newton. It was reported by Mike Jones and a couple of other. Don't you do it. We talked about this.
Yes, we did.
But yeah, according to Mike Jones from USA Today, the Texans have informed the veteran right tackle he's being released, at which point Derek Newton decided, okay, I'll file a grievance then, because the Texans don't want to pay him the $500,000 roster bonus he was due as of April 1. Because here's where it gets weird, because some guy was kind of arguing with me on Twitter. I want to get his name. I don't want to disrespect
this
him.
This happens? You get into it with people?
Yeah, Dallas Hicks, because I said, boy, the Texans did Derek Newton dirty if there's something, unless there's something we don't know about. So all we can go on is what the facts that we have right now, because this just broke not too long ago, as I was driving in, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, he said, I'm not sure how you think that they did him dirty. Well, the basic premise of the story is that Derek Newton's, or excuse me, the Texans examined Derek Newton and said, no, you're not ready yet. You're not ready. And he got a second opinion. He went to Dr. James Andrews,
yep,
who's the most renowned orthopedic surgeon in the nation.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, you can resume practice. You can get back out there. You're good to go. So the Texans said, well, that's not what our doctor said, and they cut him. Now, that's not completely unheard of, but my understanding about this is that a lot of times, just to save face and to put a good foot forward, they'll go ahead and pay the roster bonus. That's not unheard of, right, for teams to do. They didn't do that in this case.
A lot of classy organizations do that would pretty do quick. That. Yeah.
Packers?
No, I'm just saying. I actually, believe it or not, that had no innuendo towards the Green Bay Packers.
I kind of figured it did.
It didn't, though.
But yeah, I mean, normally, in most situations, I think that they would extend the olive branch and say, look, it sucks that, you know, you blew out both knees at the same time. And that's the thing. When you go back and look at this, I pulled up some articles. Man, when you look at, like, what Bill O'Brien was saying, look, I don't know. This is a quote from him. I don't know if I want to go down that road right now, only because I haven't had a medical update on him. It's just from what I see with my own eyes, if that makes sense. I see him in here all the time, but relative to how he's doing and different things that they're trying, it looks good to me. He was a good player for us. Anytime you get a good player back, as long as he can get back to that level, it definitely helps. That was December 14th, 2017. He was talking about the fact that Derek Newton was around more than the coaches were. He was there 7 hours a day. And the teammates gave him some award last year for inspiration.
But hey, it's a freak accident. Never do you see, or very rarely, I won't say never, but rarely do you see a guy that suffers that kind of injury to every aspect of both knees. I mean, the major aspects of both knees. And he was playing. He was being counted on and relied upon that line. And you appreciate an award because on more than one occasion, Brian has talked about his work ethic has been unreal. Yeah. He has been busting his tail in here every day. And so you just want to squat on him instead of going, you know what? Even if we need the money and we're going to go a different direction,
don't
take care of him.
His teammates selected Newton as their 2017 Ed Block Courage Award winner to recognize Newton for his extraordinary effort to overcome adversity. This is what Clowney said. The guy has worked extremely hard, more than anyone I've ever seen in here. I think he said, what 6 to 7 hours a day taking care of his stuff, trying to get back just to prove to you guys and to the team and people outside the building that he can still play. That was, again, back in December. All signs point to the fact that Derek Newton was doing everything he could to get back healthy and get back on the field. Now, is he a world-class tackle? No. But he could have given you some depth. I mean, he wasn't the worst person on that offensive line.
Let me give you something, and I might catch hell for this, but let me give you this, okay? Look what they did for Quisenberry. Okay, and I know it's different, but they stuck with him for a long time.
That's a great point.
And you know what? And it starts to make you wonder how much are you doing that for Quisenberry, and how much are you doing that to get the attention that you know you believe in him, but you don't believe in a guy that was busting his ass, putting his butt on the line for you in the middle of battle, and ended up with a freak injury that cost you both legs. you can support that guy too. There are ways to appreciate the fact that, look, it's not his fault that that kind of injury happened, and he was doing it for you when he got hurt.
This ain't the Dynamo where the budget is limited. $500,000 to the Texans is nothing. That is a drop in the bucket. Pay that man his $500,000. He blew out both knees in service to your organization. I think everybody knew when that happened that the odds of him coming back were slim and none, and Slim was busy.
Yep. Totally
agree.
Take
care of him. I mean, do you know what? This is, damn it, man. Bob McNair and the Texans cannot get out of their own way. This was a perfect opportunity for Bob McNair to save some face and come out and say, you know what? We don't have to do this, but I'm going to give Derek Newton the $500,000 and it's going to hit our cap, but it's the right thing to do and he deserves it as a player. And why wouldn't you do that? Just from the standpoint of cleaning up some of this PR mess that you have going on right now.
Another great point. Yeah, whether it gets publicized or not, it'll get out. And when it gets out, it makes at least you get something that people will say, now that's class or that's
exactly.
a nice gesture.
Exactly.
Instead of all the crap that they've had to try and deflect since your owner has gone off the deep end and made, you know, apologies, then wanted to take back the apologies, then trying to cover his ass. Look, it's not a good look.
Nope. It's a bad look. And they, you know, from everything you read and heard and saw interviews and the way the coaches talked about him, the way Bill O'Brien talked about him, there was not a negative thing coming out of that organization about Derek Newton. And then they cut him because they said he's not healthy. One of the best orthopedic surgeons in the nation said he was. It's just a mess. It's an ugly, ugly mess, and they should have taken care of the dude.
No doubt about it.
So there's your Texans offseason news. Yay.
And other football news before we go to break. Now, a report surfacing from Adam Schefter, amongst others, that the Seahawks had scheduled a visit for Colin Kaepernick to come in next week. And then, in speaking with him, they couldn't come to an agreement on whether he would kneel or not. The story is reporting that they wanted him to agree that he would not. He would not agree to that. Now the meeting has been, quote unquote, postponed. Here we go again. And the Seahawks were a team that already worked him out once. It's a bad look. We're talking about a bad look segment. That's a bad look.
Yeah. I mean, it's you got to give it to him. Okay. So I guess you have to, in a way, you have to say, you know what? The Seahawks tried. So it wasn't one
Did
of those
they
things.
Though?
Well, they were willing to bring him in camp and work him out. Let me ask you this, though, because this is going to be the argument that gets made, and it's somewhat valid. If, let's say that you were, I don't know. Let's say that you were there was something controversial about you. Okay. And you were looking for a new gig in radio. And they were like, listen, we know that you are a alt-right conservative. You're really into that. You're really into that. And you're not racist, but you're alt-right. But we don't want you to do that if you're coming here. We just want you to leave that out of it. And you were like, nope, I believe in what I believe. Would you fault the radio station for not bringing you in?
It depends. Yeah, I mean, probably not.
So, you have to consider that. I mean, it's a valid argument. As much as I want to stand behind Kaepernick and say he has the right to do that, and I don't begrudge him for it, you have to realize that the argument that these companies have, and that's what these are as businesses, is that, hey, we can hire who we want, and if you have something that we feel like would reflect negatively on our organization, we don't have to hire you because of that.
Okay.
It sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it's tough because you're going to get scrutinized either way.
Yep.
You know, if you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, and you're going to get picked apart regardless of which way you lean.
Yep.
So we'll see. That's some football news, but we still got plenty more to get to. We got Rockets playoffs to discuss with the schedule out now and knowing the opponent. We'll get to that. We'll get to the rest of the NBA playoffs. And, of course, the Astros, who lost a heartbreaker yesterday, off today, home tomorrow for those Texas Rangers. A lot to get to, and we're still in hour number one. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You guys done?
Shut up. I was giving him props on
right.
his music
You can
selection.
Do that during a break, not at the end of a break. Just saying.
Okay, you know
Tyler,
what?
You get
You're
great
not my
props
dad.
On your music.
You're not my dad.
No, thank God for that.
There's Trey, for both
Trey,
of us.
Trey doesn't need two relatives here.
Yeah, I was just complimenting Tyler because I think he does a really good job.
A lot of people
mixing
do.
In new music, old music, hip-hop,
pertinent
rock.
Music.
And I'm not knocking Nick, but it's good to get different producers. They have different musical styles. That's it. That's all I was doing.
Got a text from Chris Householder, our man in the middle of the weight loss challenge group, who said he left to
Mr.
weigh
Skinny
in.
Skinny Pants.
Yeah. Went to Houston Family Nutrition for an hour and a half. Mo never showed up, couldn't weigh in. Don't know what I'll do now. Should have just come to the station, bro.
Yeah, come up here.
Close enough. Just drive to the station, get her done.
Yeah.
We'll have to try and see. Tyler, let us know what your schedule's like, because we got to make sure you've done too much good work to let that go by the wayside.
Tyler will give you an oil check.
Ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Little doorbell ringing, Tyler? Little ding dong, ding dong. Oh, no? Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm just now catching up on text. Somebody asked, what system do I have? PS4 is what I play. No, okay. I don't play NBA 2K.
No?
Yeah.
I don't either.
Okay. I saw the text you were talking about at the break.
Yeah.
I'll explain in the next break.
Okay.
That is not something for air, because it's nasty and mean.
I'm glad that you have explained it to me.
I know
what
it is.
When you preview live on the air and have to stop in the middle of a word.
That has been known to happen.
That does happen from time to time, does it not?
I would agree with you, yes. Did you watch the Rocket game last night?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Because I saw Craig Ackerman tweet who wasn't playing, and I'm like, there's no way I'm watching that.
Nope.
That is garbage.
Don't care about that game.
I did watch Minnesota-Denver. And Raheel was watching it too, and we were actually like texting back and forth.
So do you have the NBA package?
Yeah.
Oh.
That turned out to be one hell of a game.
See, if you're the NBA, you're idiots. Why do you not put that game on national TV? It makes no sense to me that they don't have the opportunity to say, oh, look, probably the most important game of the year now, because this is going to decide who goes to the playoffs and who goes home. Maybe we should put that on ESPN and let the fans watch that game instead. And it went to overtime. And I heard it was, like you said, it was a good game.
Yeah, really good game. Idiots. Not very well officiated, but I'll tell you this. A lot of things, some things to point out if you're a Rocket fan playing Minnesota in the first round. One, Jimmy Butler is back. I did not think that he was going to look like anything less than a shell of himself coming off a knee surgery. Jimmy Butler carried that team in the fourth quarter into overtime. He was a stud. And the other thing is, forget Karl Anthony Towns and how he matches up with Capella. Taj Gibson is a bitch on defense.
Yeah.
And he literally saved their bacon on at least five different defensive plays, playing a far bigger body. And the one that was amazing was tie game, 3.8 seconds left, and Denver goes right into the post to Jurkic. And he, one, knocks the ball away from him, and when Jurkic goes to shoot the turnaround jumper to try and win the game, he not only blocks it on the way up, he grabs it all in one motion, calls timeout, and Minnesota gets a last shot at with 1.8 seconds in regulation. I'm like, this dude is all over the place, and that's something that the Rockets are going to have to pay attention to because they have some defenders.
What I want to see is, who is he matching up with? Are we going to get to see P.J. Tucker and Taj Gibson?
I think Taj Gibson's going to guard the four.
But I think the two of those, that because, you know, last year when you and I were talking about potential pickups for this team,
at
the trade deadline, two names that we both threw out, Taj Gibson and P.J. Tucker, and how they would be great additions to this team. It's going to be fun to watch these two go head-to-head in
no
the
doubt.
First round. That's going to be one of those things where it's not the marquee matchup because it's not Capella and Towns and you know, Wiggins and Butler. Yeah, we're not getting to see that, but that's one of those things that I'll be watching because that's what I'd be more interested in.
And the thing is, if you're Thibodeau, are you wasting him if he's guarding a guy like P.J. Tucker who's not that much of a post player anyway? And do you put him on Capella, but then where do you put Towns? Towns has a lot of length, but he doesn't have the lateral quickness to stay with a lot of guys, too. They are good defensively. Tom Thibodeau teams always are. He was the defensive coach for the Celtics championship teams. And also, Tom Thibodeau is a phenomenal strategist. So he, in a seven-game series, he's going to play that chess match. And he is going to counter a lot of things and put a lot of things on the table that they have to be prepared for. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm glad they didn't get an OKC. I was hoping Golden State would get OKC.
That didn't happen. Spurs. So the matchups, if you guys don't know or you haven't heard, if you want to know, Rockets face the Minnesota Timberwolves in round one. The Spurs and the Warriors are hooking up. The Blazers-Pelicans is the 3-6 matchup, and the 4-5 matchup is the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz. That's in the West. In the East, it's Raptors-Wizards, then Celtics-Bucks. The 3-6 is 76ers-Heat, and the 4-5 is Cavs-Pacers.
I like Washington, Toronto. Washington's got a shot as the eighth.
You think so?
They have enough talent. And you remember, that's the same exact team that took Boston to seven games last year.
Yep.
They're healthier now. I want to say they are healthy, and they have a lot of weapons. So that Toronto backcourt that has been much maligned in the playoffs, when it comes time to put up or shut up, they put up their tents, and then they get sent home pretty quickly.
Here's what's scary about that, though, in the East, in the playoffs, and I'm just talking about teams in the playoffs. Toronto's the number one scoring team left, or in, and the number three team defensively. When you get that combination, though, when you got a team that can put up numbers and can defend you, like Toronto can, that can be a scary proposition for teams, and I don't care who they are. When you look at Washington, 106.6 is what they're scoring. They're giving up 106. That's not a good recipe for winning games.
But again, that's regular season. For me, more so for Toronto. And for Washington's standpoint, you played a lot of the end of the season without John Wall, who's a defender and a scorer and does a lot. You know, he's the head of the snake for that team. But from a Toronto perspective, and it's weird because they do have the talent and they do have a good bench. But that team come playoff time turns into a different team. Look at Kyle Lowry's stats in the last couple playoffs. He's fallen off the grid. And you can't have that, your second best player. DeRozan, the biggest problem I have is Dwayne Casey will probably win Coach of the Year, or he'll be up there, and he deserves it. But in a playoff series, the one thing that I've always witnessed about the Raptors is in the final 3 minutes of a game, he'll never call a play. They do nothing but run ISOs. The defense knows what's coming. They end up getting double teamed late and taking a really rushed, bad, forced, long shot, and then the other team goes down in a half-court set, and they execute something, and it puts them behind the eight ball. I'm just not a believer in the Toronto Raptors.
Okay. Does it not scare you that the Wizards are 3-7 over the last 10 in the regular season?
But that's trying to get John Wall back acclimated.
But that's also jockeying for a better position in the playoffs. I mean, if they would have done better, they could have been the sixth seed.
There's also a team that was 30 up on the Cavs and found a way to lose. But the thing is, at one point, they were 30 up on the Cavs, which means they have the firepower. It's just, you know, they're trying to figure it all out. I'm not saying they can figure it out, but I'm saying that'll be an interesting series to match up.
As far as 1-8s go, you think it'll be a lot closer than the Wolves Rockets?
I think Milwaukee, as much as they're garbage, I think they got a shot at beating a beat up Boston team. If you don't have Marcus Smart, Kyrie Irving, and Gordon Hayward, I think you got a shot. The OKC Utah matchup, I just don't think Utah has enough offense, but that should be interesting. All you Spurs fans who think you got a shot to run the table, beat the Warriors, and beat the Rockets in the same playoffs, that pipe dream is over.
Yep.
So good luck to you.
Yep.
But the bad thing is that, by the way, someone here said right after the All-Star break that OKC would end up having home court advantage in the playoffs. And that happened last night.
Look at you. That's what we need to pull up our predictions.
But here's what I don't like.
Okay.
OKC ends up on the Rockets side of the bracket.
Yes.
You know? So, you know, first of all, I think...
Because if you don't know, if listeners aren't sure, when you get the bracket, they don't... You
1-4, 2-3.
You don't. The
same
they don't
bracket.
Redo it every time. Right. So it's not the one seed isn't always playing the worst available seed. In the bracket, it's 1-8, 4-5 at the top, and then it's 2-7, 3-6 at the bottom.
Right.
So the Rockets, if they beat the Wolves, will get the winner of the 4-5 matchup, Jazz, which is Thunder Jazz.
Yeah.
Which they didn't want.
Right. Which is what I don't like.
Yeah.
Because I really believe the hot team coming in the West is OKC. As much as they've been maligned all year long, and the one I was just talking to Regina in the hallway about.
You're big on the Thunder, I know.
They have enough firepower, and the thing is, it's a want to with them. They got to want to play defense. In the last month of the season, the Rockets saw it here. When they want to play defense, they have two of the best on ball defenders in the league, in George and in Westbrook, and that gives them a lot of flexibility on defense. And they got one big, bad mofo in the middle that is going to beat the hell out of somebody in a 7-game series.
But here's the thing that you can't forget about all of the other teams. In the West, they're not as deep as the Rockets.
True.
And that's the argument. Because the Rockets can go 8-9 deep and do it defensively as well.
Here's the thing.
Nobody can defend like the Rockets, other than the Jazz. You can afford
to not have him in this first series, but you damn well better have him starting in the semis.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Because, look, Gerald Green's never been known as a defender. Joe Johnson, we've all seen it, is not the Joe Johnson of old.
But you think
I'm just questioning from a defensive perspective. I don't think so. Offensively, sure, because Gerald Green can get hot.
I mean, they can go eight deep defensively. You think about that.
But at the same level as you had with Luke, I don't think so.
No, when healthy. If he's
healthy,
counting him,
sure.
I'm assuming he's playing in the second round.
Okay.
So I'm saying the fact that whether it's the Thunder or the Jazz, they can match up even defensively with the Jazz. They're not as good as the Jazz defensively, but I don't worry about them. And as far as the Thunder goes,
yeah, I thought
Thunder
you were saying if Luke's out, they can still be the same team defensively. No. I don't think Luke is a key component
of that because he comes off the bench and gives them a better defense and can still score.
I'm your defender. Yes, you need him. All right, right now I'm going to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac and his staff have been doing it in Houston for a long time, ever since I've been in Houston, and they can do it for you too. They pride themselves on having American-made furniture, solid wood, lasting furniture that will last you, dare I say, a lifetime, but a long time in your house. Leather and upholstered furniture but from brands like Stickley. You can't go wrong with the furniture at Gallery Furniture, but more so than anything else too, their marketing slogans are more than just that. It's a way of doing business. What they say is exactly what they're going to do. So if you buy today, you get it tonight. That's a fact. There's no back order slips. What you like that you see in the showroom is exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get it the same day. Their finance department is going to work with you on a payment plan that you need that works for your particular financial situation, and yet you still get the furniture the same day. And they're going to make sure that they're going to save you money because that's the way they go about it, because they want you to come back again and again. If you're in Houston and you need furniture, you think Gallery Furniture, and you think about it for a good reason. All my furniture at my house is from Gallery, and that's because they've treated me right with good prices, great furniture, and great customer service. When the people come to move your furniture in, they're going to ask you, do you want anything moved out, rearranged, taken away? We'll do it all for you because that's the way we want to take care of you so you come back to us. The Astros promotion is still going on. So again, for the second year in a row, you buy Tempur-Pedic bedroom furniture up to $3,000 or more and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. That's the way Mac does it. So go out and see them in one of the three locations, Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy, of course the Galleria right there across from Dillard's on Post Oak, or I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Mac sits at the front desk and he guarantees you Gallery will save you money.